Ladies, hello and welcome. This is LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, the place where I help you make sense of making money online. You are officially inside our Jumpstart Your Business JYB live session for the week, and I'm so happy to have you guys here. Now, the word for this week, if you haven't heard, is love. We are very, very quickly approaching that wonderful day called Valentine's Day. And as you get ready, if you haven't already done so, if you get as you get ready to love on your hubby, your wifey, your kids, your everybody who is this is also important to you, I want to make sure that you're also loving on your business as well. So today our topic is basically how you can love on your business so that you can help your business to generate sales. Things that you can do to, one, pay more attention to your business. You really want to be attentive to what's going on, good or bad. And then also how you can create attention-grabbing offers that are really going to help you, again, generate the kind of sales that you are looking to create inside of your business. Now, before we get started, I just kind of want to remind you guys, over on Facebook, facebook.sistersense.com, our private community, our conversation, the Power Circle conversation for today is real talk. Do you have a love-hate relationship with your business? Now, this is going to be real important because I'm going to talk about this before we get into the steps of really loving on your business. So I want you to go over there, and if you are in a situation where you feel like you have that love-hate relationship with your business, go over there, share either one thing that you love about it or one thing that you hate about it. And you can talk specifically about your business or just entrepreneurship in general. And again, that's our Power Circle conversation for today. Now, a few housekeeping things before we jump into it. As you talk about these different amazing, wonderful things that you can do to love on your business, some of you guys have requested questions or requested help with certain things. So what I've done over on our replays page, and so write this down in case you don't remember it, jybreplays.com, okay? That's Jumpstart Your Business, so jybreplays.com. And this is where all the Power Circle members get access to all the replays we've done. I think we're on Jumpstart Your Business session number 57, and this is in addition to all the tutorials that you get on Sister Sense. So if you haven't written it down, it's okay, because you can go to sistersense.com, click on the Members tab, and you'll see JYB replays. So one thing that I've added there very, very recently is the first thing you'll see is what I like to call recommended JYB replays. So this is basically a combination of responses to some of the questions that you guys have asked me and some of the topics that I feel are relevant to our conversation today. So if you are right now hating on your business and it is stressing you out in one way, shape, or form, one of the replays I want you to take a look at is a video that I did. It's actually from one of my Power Circle conferences, and it talked about, well, I should say I talked about when your passion becomes a pain, how to fall back in love with your business. So that's something that you can watch outside of what I'm going to talk about today if you need additional help. I've also got some other tutorials that you may want to take a look at, how to convert your best blog content into video, because video marketing is very helpful. And for a couple of ladies this week, I've been talking about Mad Mimi and how to set up their own newsletter so that when people subscribe to their blog on their website, then they can get updates when they write and use their RSS feeds to promote themselves and their content even more. Actually, one of the ladies in my circle, Ruby Freeman, who I think is on the call, we worked on connecting her blog's RSS feed to Mad Mimi. So I'm one of her subscribers, and she has some great quotes from Martin Luther King, and I'm actually going to share one of those with you today. But what was great is that I signed up and I subscribed to her website, which is helpingkidslearn.org, and every time she writes a blog post, it automatically goes out. So before I even talk about some goodies as far as what you can do to love on your business, you can definitely get your subscribers to love your business and your blog by, again, connecting your RSS feed to your subscriber list so that when they sign up, every time you write blog content, that automatically goes to their email inbox. And that video tutorial is also on the JYB replays page, okay? So I've got some top replays that I want you guys to take a look at. And of course, again, these are all accessible to Power Circle members, so you want to make sure that you have signed up so you've got access. And because I want to make sure that you guys are absolutely positively loving on your business this year, for those of you who haven't registered yet, you can use the discount code LOVE within the next 72 hours of this replay. You probably want to do it now while I'm talking, right? You can use that code. So you can sign up for the Power Circle series, which is $7 a month. You can sign up for $5 a month. Or if you'd like access to the tutorials, the JYB Plus webinars, because I post weekly webinar trainings as well, you can do the Power Up Circle, and that's $20 a month instead of $27. So you can use that promo code LOVE. I saw a couple of ladies just using it, so that's something that will help you as well. So almost done with the housekeeping. I wanted to make sure you guys got that code. So that code is LOVE again, and you can sign up to be a part of the Sister Sense Power Circle, and it's $5 a month if you use the code LOVE over at join.sistersense.com. Okay? Those of you who are part of my mastermind group, we've got our next session happening next week. We're talking about how to set up shop and promote your sales pages, your packages, and all that good stuff. So you want to make sure that you post your updates on our private circle, our private community, as well as let me know what questions you have before we jump into our mastermind session for next week. So just want to make sure all that housekeeping stuff is there, and I let you guys know while I've got you on the line. And of course, tomorrow is the day that I'm going to be shipping out the next set of Jumpstart Your Business kits. These kits include a lot of the gadgets that I love to use. So right now, one of the things that ladies are doing in the mastermind group is working on their own audio e-courses. And I love, love, love my Logitech headset, which I use for recordings, for audio, and all that good stuff. And so I put it in my kit. So if you go over at mastermind.sistersense.com, you can get that Logitech headset and a Power Circle CD for $20, and I will ship it out to you and let you guys know because I'm doing the next shipment tomorrow. So if you get that before I go out to FedEx tomorrow afternoon, I'll be sure to ship out yours as well. You'll also notice that it's over on sistersense.com. If you just look in the sidebar, you'll see Mastermind Mini Kits, and one of them is just the Logitech headset. Another one has got my favorite mini mobile mouse, USB wall charger, and a ton of other stuff that I think is pretty cool for you to use. So, okay, so that's all the housekeeping stuff that I wanted you to know. Now we can officially jump into our session for today, which, again, is all about how you can love on your business so you can generate some sales. Now, this is actually some things that I do quite a bit in my business. And I was actually going to do for today, believe it or not, I was going to do a JYB session on blogging. Last week we had the amazing Carla Cannon. She talked about how to work your business while you're working your 9-to-5. And I wanted to jump into some blogging strategies, but after several clarity sessions, I had like 7 clarity sessions yesterday and then 6 the day before, a lot of clarity sessions with clients. Some of them really wanted to figure out how to focus on what they needed to do when they were kind of frustrated with sales. So I felt compelled today to focus on loving on your business. And the next week, or the week before that, pretty soon we'll talk about blogging because there are some strategies that I wanted to share with you there. But before we get to the first step of how to love on your business, okay, the first thing I got to talk about is you've got to remove the hate. Before we bring in the love, you've got to remove the hate. Because for some of you, there's either frustration or you're just kind of feeling jaded or just tired, whatever the case may be. There's a large cup of haterade in the mix. And I want to make sure that we can kind of spill that, drain that, move it to the side before we get into the love, which is why one of the first things I said to you guys was make sure that you go over to facebook.sistersense.com and answer that question. Do you have a love-hate relationship with your business? And if so, what is one thing that you love or one thing that you hate? I see a couple of people have commented, so I'm going to just share here. Marceline Bailey says, I love the freedom to do it my way. I have to say that I absolutely love that too, just kind of being the boss and doing things my own way is something that I'm pretty fond of myself. Letitia Nicole says, I love that I am able to build others' faith in themselves. Absolutely. There's nothing like being able to not only share your vision, but then pump other people up, right, and get them excited about what they want to do, get them excited about themselves, and build them up as far as their faith is concerned. So, Letitia, I absolutely have to agree with you. That's a big one to love as far as being a business owner and entrepreneur. I see here Shonda Wilson says, ugh. yes, I do have a love-hate relationship with it. I hate that it hounds me to get stuff done and to keep pushing when I want to quit and throw in the towel, like now. And then again, I love it. I love that it won't let me quit because when I do push forward and produce something that helps or blesses other people, I feel so inspired. So, yes, it definitely is a love-hate relationship. It tugs on you when you're tired and you're frustrated, and it's like, come on, I want you to do this, right? But at the same time, that tugging seems to be like a good thing as well. So I want to talk about this idea of hate, okay? And a couple of things that I think for some of you may be toxic and making it difficult for you to really love on your business the way you need to so that you can generate the kind of sales that you want to, okay? So there are three areas that I want you to focus on. And all of these three really are surrounded by this idea of expectations. Like, what do you expect your business to do? Or your business is in and of itself an entity. You look at it, you talk to it. Sometimes you want to choke it, like Homer Simpson when he has Bart in his hand. It's like, why are you little? You know, you just kind of went, ugh. But you've got to be able to work through all of that and really understand what it means to have realistic expectations for your business, okay? So here are a couple of thoughts, suggestions, things that I want you to think about and even maybe tweet out if you want to, you know, tweet out what we're doing here, hashtag PowerUp or hashtag JYBLive. Number one, startups don't pay up right away. That's a big one, okay? Startups don't pay up right away. So some of y'all are starting your businesses or trying to restart your business, and a part of the frustration of hating it is somewhere in your subconscious, you expect it to pay your bills tomorrow. Like, okay, I put it up there. I just want to put it out there. I want people to buy because I put it up there, and this needs to happen for me, okay? Startups don't pay up right away. That's number one. And interject, like kind of attach it to this statement. Clients don't buy when you need to pay your bills. They buy when they are ready to buy. I've got clients who say to me, LaShonda, I've been following you for 2-3 years. Obviously, I couldn't eat on their money 2-3 years ago because they didn't pay me then, right? They buy when they are ready to buy. And so I want you to be conscious of that. For two reasons. One, your business is going to have to grow organically. Two, you either have to have a 9-to-5, you have to have a spouse that is helping to support you. You have to. When I started off on a flostering budget and I had a savings. You've got to have some other source of money to tap into while you're building your business. Because if you put yourself in a situation where you are constantly expecting that new baby to birth money for you and it's not, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be in a situation where, or situations where you go, I don't want to do this. It's not bringing me in money. But again, startups don't pay up right away. Okay? That's number one. So I want you to be mindful of that and check yourself. Are you expecting something that you put out there yesterday to bring you in, you know, a full-time income tomorrow? And also keep in mind that businesses, big and small, do a whole hell of a lot to market themselves, you know, whether it be consistently blogging, doing video, commercials, marketing, advertising, mail orders, PR agents. I mean, the list goes on and on, pounding the pavement, going and knocking on small business doors, cold calling. There's a lot that you've got to do to get people excited about you. And it can't just be, okay, I know the internet is there, so it's got like this magical easy button where I can just put that stuff out there and people just buy it, okay? And I don't want you to feel disenfranchised or frustrated because it doesn't work that way, because you're trying to take the easy way out and you're expecting way too much of your newborn baby, okay? Startups don't pay up right away. Don't hate on that baby. Number two, again, this, we're just going to cover these real quickly before we get into the love. Startups don't grow up overnight, okay? Your business is going to grow organically. And so what that means is that I want you to think about what your business needs right now to go from that crawl state to that walk state to that run state to that running it state, right? Startups don't grow up right away, but you have to be able to consistently move forward in your business, which means that you've got to be practical about the goals that you're setting, okay? You may have for yourself a vision of, 15 different projects. I look at Sister Sense and I go, my goodness, I've got the membership website, I've got ebooks, I've got web design projects and clarity sessions with clients. I've got a whole lot going on. But again, that didn't happen overnight, and it had to snowball. So you want to make sure that you are consistently setting realistic goals for yourself, okay? So don't hate the baby. Depending on how big your baby is right now, what can you realistically get done? And what should you realistically expect from your business? Those are two questions that I really want you to think about because, again, it's going to take some time to get to where you need to be. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I talked about one of the amazing ladies in my circle, Ruby Freeman, and her blog, integrating her RSS into her blog to get her newsletter. She shared very recently some positive and powerful quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King. One of them I felt like really connected with me for today, and I wanted to be able to share that with you, okay? And here it goes. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward, okay? So you may not be at the point where you can fly and coast and, you know, sit on, you know, the beach in Bahamas. You may be at that crawl state where, you know, last week Carla talked about doing interviews on the stairwell at her job. But whatever it is, wherever you are, whether you're flying, running, walking, or crawling, you have to move forward. So I want you to keep in mind, number two, that startups do not grow up overnight. Set goals that are going to be realistic. And I'll talk more about that today as far as what you can realistically accomplish, how much you can realistically do in your business. That's a big one. You may want to, when I talk to a client, she may be on the call right now going, yes, I know, Lashonda, you're talking to me because we talked about that. You may want to create 15 packages right now or create a package that you've got 15 different things in it, but maybe you can only offer two really great things to your clients right now. So think about that. You know, I want to have that big package because everybody has a big package. But if you can't realistically offer all of that, and I'm talking to another client who we've talked about her packages and putting that information out there, you don't want to put yourself in a space where you're always on hold to launch because you're like, okay, I'm trying to get this 15-point package together. If you can only offer three or four things in that package, put that out there. Because giving your best is better than giving nothing at all because you're trying to get to the point where you create fabulous overnight. You've got to grow organically. My first website, I look at that bad boy, and I'm like, oh, my God, it hurts my eyes. But in order to get to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm loving this today, it looks really good, I had to work on it. Startups don't grow up right away, which leads me to the last point before I get into the love recommendations, because right now I'm talking about removing the hate. In order for your startup to go up, you've got to show up, okay? This one's kind of my twist on one of the ladies in my circle, Pam Perry. She's always saying, you know what? Those who show up, go up. And if you want your startup to go up, you have to show up, which means that you have to be present in your industry, you have to be present in your business, and you cannot simply be in your head all the time. Or you cannot be in, and some of us ladies, we love to research. We like to research. We like to look up a lot of information. But you've got to move from that space and actually start working, even if it's not as pretty or as polished as you would like it to be. In order to get that way, you've got to keep shining it. You've got to keep on working it, okay? So for those of you who are hating on your business right now, if it's because it's not bringing in enough money, it doesn't quite look the way you want it to look, it's not so-and-so's website, you know, I always say don't compare your start to somebody else's middle, right? Don't compare your start to somebody else's middle. So you want to take those expectations and check them. Get real about what you can realistically accomplish, the amount of offers that you can realistically put out there, how much time or money you can invest in your business, and start where you are, okay? So we're going to turn that hate into love, okay? I want to just bring that point out there so that if there are frustrations, we adjust them, we address them so that we can move forward. Now, keep in mind, there are probably some other things that are frustrating you, which is why I said I want you to watch that workshop I did. It was over an hour, and I talked about when your passion becomes a pain, how to fall back in love with your business. Because sometimes it becomes so much of a pain, you go, you know what, I don't even want to do this anymore. I quit. I want to do something completely different because this is just not for me anymore. And sometimes it's not the business. It's the system or the structure or the sales that's frustrating you. So, again, that video is over at jybreplays.com, and you'll see that I featured the top four that I want you to work on and think about while you're working on this concept of loving your business, and that is one of them, that workshop replay on how to turn that pain back into a passion, how to fall back in love with your business, okay? So if that resonated with you at all, if you feel like there are some aspects of your business that you are hating on, or if you've got some expectations of your business that you need to check, maybe even some fears, personal things that are holding you back right now, again, real talk over on our Facebook group, facebook.sissysense.com. Share what you love or hate about your business. You've got to release that so that we can move forward. So let's jump into the love. Okay, I know you guys are waiting on that. How, Lashonda, how can I love on my business? How can I love on it to make it better? Okay, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to have your business. In order to love on your business, you've got to have an actual business to love and put out there, right? So the first thing I want you to answer is this. Do you have actual products and services to sell? Again, it doesn't have to be 12. It doesn't have to be 15. It could just be 2. One of my clients, I talked to her yesterday, and I said to her, I said, do you know Five Guys Burgers and Fries? She's like, yes. So, and it's a random question for me to ask in the middle of a business clarity session. I know. But I'm asking you this question because Five Guys, absolutely love them. All they do is sell burgers and fries. And they went from a little franchise in one location to multiple franchises all over the states because they just perfected selling burgers and fries, and they did that well. So if you are sitting here and you're going, okay, I can't launch yet because I don't have enough stuff to launch, you've got to just figure out how to launch 1, 2, or 3 things and put your foot in it so that it's awesome, so that it's amazing, and so that you are being proactive about starting up your business. So the first thing you've got to do is set up shop. Do you have products and services that are done and ready for people to buy? I mean, they can go, they can sign up, they can register, and bam, they can make that payment, and you can get paid. If you don't, I don't want you to look at another book. I don't want you to read another blog. I don't want you to even watch a how-to video that I have. I want you to sit down, put your blinders on, and focus on loving on the business, the base of your business, which is the products and services that you offer. Don't do anything else until you can put together at least one good product, if not even 2 or 3, just one good product so that you have something that you're actually selling. I know a lot of ladies out there, and they look awesome. They are all glammed up. They've got photos, and, yeah, I was featured here, and I did this, and I did that, and they can tell you all about their LLCs, and they're not selling not a one thing. They got trademarks, LLCs, EINs. They even got the membership website and the regular website and the newsletter, but they don't have anything. It's coming. The book is coming. The course is coming. You know, the products are coming, but it's not done yet. So the first way for you to love on your business, and the only way really to generate sales, is if you actually have an offer. So before you do anything else, the first step is actually making sure that you've got at least one product or service available to your audience. In the mastermind right now, we're actually working on audio e-courses, and I'm so excited because a couple of ladies were like, you know, I've got my first podcast done. You know, I'm working on the first 2-3 audios for my series, and they're doing it, and they're working it. Now, inside the circle, I talk about how I systematically put my e-courses together and set up shop. But here is what I can tell you guys who are not a part of the mastermind, okay? The first thing you have to do is you have to get clear on what platform is really going to work for you. Now, if you've got a particular product or service, then this doesn't apply, meaning if you know you're selling T-shirts or a beauty line or you're writing a book, obviously you know what you're using. But if not, if you're doing something digital, you want to think to yourself if you're ready to write an e-book, maybe you want to build a membership site or you want to do a digital e-course, you want to think about, or even just a service where, you know, you train people or they talk to you on the phone. You want to get clear about what kind of product you want to sell online, how much you're going to charge for it. I did money markers. I've even got like a money markers video that you can watch on Sister Sense. I broke that down in the mastermind. Like, I took the ladies inside my PayPal and I showed them how to set up their money markers and really think about pricing and packages. But that's the first part. You know, you've got to put together your products and your prices and your packages first before you do anything else, because you can't make money without having something for people to buy. That's a big one. And it's funny because this kind of takes me back to another quote, you know, another Martin Luther King quote that Ruby shared on her blog, again, helpingkidslearn.org. And I thought, you know what, this really does apply to what I'm feeling and what I want to share today. So hold on a second. Let me just make sure that I find it here, because I've got to tell it to you in verbatim. Okay, so here goes. Another MLK quote. If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted or Beethoven composed music or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. Now, I know y'all, you're not trying to sweep streets, even though I've got some ladies who love to clean, so they've got their own cleaning business, so that might apply to you. But the idea here is that whatever you're doing, do it awesome. Put your foot in it, you know. If you just right now can put out one product or one offer, put your all into it. Don't try to come out with that, again, 15-piece package or, you know, 50 CDs on this side and a coaching program on this side and the membership and I'm doing a conference tomorrow. Don't try to compare your business and what you're capable of doing tomorrow to what somebody else has done and spent 5, 10, 15, 20 years to perfect. Okay, wherever you are in your business, that's where you want to focus. And that's going to help you really put your haterade in check, because when you're not putting your business, your baby, on such a high expectation pedestal, you don't have that far of a flight to fall. And you're not just constantly looking at it and comparing it to that other baby. You know, sometimes as parents we go, you know, why don't you do like so-and-so does? And they're younger than you. You can't constantly put your baby in that situation, because you're going to stifle the growth and you're not going to really allow it to generate the ideal kind of sales that you want it to. So, again, what products or services that you can strategically work on so that you can put out and launch something and you're not always on pre-launch mode. I'm going to get it together, but I've got to take one more e-course. I've got to get one more certification. I've got to put this thing and that thing together, right? You know, my e-books, when I started out, they weren't the most well-written. But they were information packed, and people loved them because I was like, look, I want to give the information. That's the main priority. And I also want to make sure that I'm generating sales and, you know, I'm making money. So I put my stuff out there and perfected them as I went along. Setting up shop. That's the first key to loving on your business. Now, as I mentioned before, the Firestarter Mastermind, which I'm working on right now, our next session, which is the second session that we're doing, is next week. That's over at firestartercircle.com. And we're working on this concept of setting up shop. Again, I can help you get clear on it, but the first place really has nothing to do with me, and it's all about you being clear about what exactly you're trying to sell. Especially if, you know, for those of you who come to me and say, Lashonda, I just need to sell something. I want to make some kind of money. You need to sit down and get crystal clear about what you want to sell and set up a shop for yourself. I've got several shops online that I like as far as e-commerce tools are concerned that I can like and can recommend. You guys know I love eJunkie, which you can sell your digital products on, eJunkie.com, e-junkie.com. You know, everybody knows about Eventbrite, right, if you're going to create an event. WooCommerce, I also like. It's a free plugin that you can integrate into your WordPress website. Now, again, I'm just giving you a few of them for you to take a look at, but setting up shop is the first place that you need to be. The next place you need to be as far as loving on your business is concerned is you've got to create magic numbers for yourself, okay? My magic, again, money markers is one thing, and I'm going to just give you like a 60-second understanding of my money markers. You can watch the video tutorial, and if you're in the Firestarter Mastermind, watch the first session because I talked about it in great detail. My money markers, at the very simplest explanation, is I set specific numbers for myself that I can use to measure how well my business is going. So, for example, I'll set a base, a reach, and a median. When I started my business, I said, okay, well, at the very least, I need to make at least what I was making in my 9-to-5 to be able to work for myself at home. So that was my base goal. And then I set a reach goal. So in the last Fast Firestarter Mastermind, I gave the example of a new client, and we talked about what she's doing because she's starting out. And I said, well, how much money do you need right now to be able to sustain yourself personally and also to sustain your business? She said, I need about $2,000. I said, okay, that's your base. And I said, how much do you want to reach for? So in an ideal world, what would that be? And she's like, oh, my God, I don't even want to cap it, thousands, millions, whatever. Like, we have to set a goal because just like a store has inventory that it tracks, you've got to set a specific number for you to track your own money and your progress. So I said, okay, you don't have one in mind, but let's just double your base. So your base is 2,000. Your reach, let's say it's 4,000. And in a perfect world, if you fall somewhere in the middle, that's 3,000, okay? So setting those numbers for yourself is the first place to start. I talk about in more detail what money markers look like, but I just kind of want to give an abbreviated version. Money markers is one thing. On top of that, you've got to set magic numbers. So let's say for yourself, you say, you know what, I like that number, Lashonda, 2,000 is for me. I need to bring in at least $2,000 in this business for me to feel like I'm hitting my base. That's you covering your necessities as well as you covering for your personal and for your business. Or in some cases, you may say, I've got a 9-to-5, but I would just love to bring in $2,000 on the side, you know, extra $2,000 on the side a month. Okay, that would translate into your magic numbers. So one magic number may be $2,000 a month, $500 a week. $500 a week, let's say you have a product that's $100, would translate into if you're selling a $100 product, you would have to sell 5 of those a week to make sure you're making $500 a week so that every month you're bringing in that $2,000. So you've got to set magic numbers for yourself so that you're conscious of and you're aware of how many items or offers do you have to sell on a weekly basis to do what you need to do for yourself. So let's say, for example, and I talked about my kit, my mobile mini tech kits with my, you know, favorite tools over at Sister Sense. You'll see it in the sidebar. And some of those things are like my Logitech headset. I like to have that. I like to have some cables that I have all the time with me, a battery charger if my iPhone dies, things like that. I set up my kits because there were certain ladies in my circle who were like, "Ooh, I like that. Where do I get that?" So I would tell people where to get this stuff, and then they would go, "It's easier if you could just get it for me," which is why I created the kit really for convenience, so that ladies can go on to Sisters Sense, order it, and the Logitech headset in and of itself is like $20 if you go and get it at Walmart or whatever. So I put my kits together so I can give you the headset, and for that same $20, you can get the headset, you can get a CD, and you can get a travel bag from me. So I've really been working on putting my kits together and making them really cost-effective for my clientele. But I don't create large numbers of them, right? So my magic number is 12. Every time I create a set of kits, I create 12. That's my magic number. Then I sell those 12, and then I create another 12. That works for me for right now because it's just a supplemental part of my business, and really, again, it's for the convenience of my clients. So when I tell them Logitech headsets are the greatest thing and you should get them, and they go, "Oh, I don't know what to do, can you help me out?" I can just say, "Well, go buy the kit and I'll ship it out for you tomorrow," because tomorrow, Fridays, is usually when I ship out my kits. 12 is my magic number. You can say for yourself, "Okay, LaShonda, okay, you've motivated me. I'm going to work on just my package, and I've got an offer. I've got, and I'm working on a package for service professionals. I'm going to train them. I just want 5 clients. If I can work with 5 clients a week, that would be great for me." Or, you know, I'm going to put, you know, I talked to one particular client in her beauty business, and I said, "Okay, well, how many products can you put together?" And she said, "Okay, I'm going to work on 4 of these products, and that's what I'm going to do." So set a magic number for yourself so that you're clear about, in addition to how much money you want to make, how many specific products or services you have to sell on a weekly basis for you to be able to track your progress. Very recently, my hubby said to me, "Do you know about SMART?" And I said to him, "What?" He's like, "Do you know about the SMART system? You know, my teacher told me this." You know, he's taking classes, and he goes, "You know, my teacher told me about SMART as far as goal setting is concerned, and I think it would be really great for your audience." And so I said, "Okay, you know, this is interesting." And you can look it up. You can just go online. You can type up SMART. It's an acronym, SMART Goals. S for specific, M measurable, A attainable, R, relevant, T, time-bound, SMART goals. So if you want to love on your business in a smart way, one, you've got to be specific. You've got to be able to measure. You've got to set attainable goals for yourself. Remember, I talked about those high expectations. You've got to do things that are relevant to your business growth, to your success, and time-bound so that you're setting, even when you don't want to, you're setting schedules for yourself. This needs to be done on this day. I'm starting on that date. It's got to be, you know, I've got to sell by a certain date. Or if it's the middle of the month and I notice that I haven't sold any products yet, what am I going to do? What's my, you know, my next option? You've got to be conscious, and you've got to use SMART. And I thought that was really creative, that acronym SMART, and so I felt like integrating it into our conversation today. And especially for those of you who need a little bit more clarity or extra help with being focused, think about that for yourself, you know, what it means to be SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, okay? So that's what I think about, especially in even though he was the one who introduced me to that particular acronym, they all apply to what I work on. And when I create money markers and magic numbers for myself, it's all about being specific so that you can measure those attainable goals. Find and fix. Wait, I'm sorry, I skipped one. I skipped the biggest one. Before I get to find and fix, the biggest thing that you can do to love on your business is to create find me, buy me offers. Okay? Ooh, I said find me because I'm looking at find and fix. I'm sorry. Try me, buy me offers. Okay, and there are different types of try me, buy me offers that I'm going to explain to you today. And try me, buy me is basically this. You want to be able to create, one, an offer that people can try for free, and then have an offer that people can pay for. So you got your free offer and your paid offer. You try me and you buy me. So I'm going to give you some examples of successful companies, of strategies that I use, and you can think about for yourself, do I have some try me, buy me offers integrated into my business, okay? You want to love on that business. And try me, buy me, by the way, it's a great way to get people's attention so that when they come to you, they're not just buyers, they convert, they're not just browsers, they convert into buyers, okay? So I always talk about how to convert browsers into buyers. Try me, buy me is a great strategy. So let me give you an example of this. Yesterday I was working on a client website and integrating her commercial into the website. So I uploaded the commercial to Vimeo. Vimeo is like YouTube. It's got a more cleaner look and feel, especially if you kind of want that like a professional video player without kind of the clunkiness of YouTube. I love YouTube, but a lot of times clients will tend to want something just kind of cleaner, for lack of a better term. So I uploaded her commercial onto Vimeo, Vimeo.com, integrated into the website, played it, everything looked great, and then I noticed, oh, wait, at the ending of the commercial, it had three videos for other Vimeo channels. And I was like, oh, we don't really want this on her video. We just want the video to show, and that's it. So go back over to Vimeo, and they go, yay, so great that you have a free account. Do you want an ad-free account? Now you've got to update. You've got to pay for one of these packages so that you can remove ads and you can do all these other wonderful things with a Vimeo Pro account. So this is a perfect example of a try me, buy me offer. Vimeo, like YouTube, like a lot of other places, offer you the ability to sign up for free and take advantage of what they have to offer. But then what they do so cleverly is there are certain options that in order for you to get them, you've got to upgrade. Now, I've actually integrated that into my business quite a bit. And so ladies will go, you know what, LaShonda, I hate it and I love it when I get your blog RSS feed and you've got this great article in there. And I start reading it and all of a sudden I see that yellow box, that yellow box that says, if you're not a member, you have to subscribe to watch this video or see this training, which, by the way, is why I tell you guys, if you're not a Power Circle member, now that we're talking about loving on your business, use the code LOVE, L-O-V, over at join.suspense.com so you can sign up for the Power Circle. Instead of for $7, you can sign up for $5 for the next 72 hours. But that concept of allowing people to, they can watch videos on my YouTube channel or they can read certain aspects of my blog, but then there are certain offers that they have to buy, right? So you want to think about for yourself, how can I get that? You know, how can I get that sweetness where I'm creating something that allows people to try what I have to offer and then give them an upsell so that they can buy? And I'm going to give you some examples of how you can integrate that into your business in just a second. But very similar, I was talking to a client yesterday about things that she can do to get media exposure, and she's writing quite a bit and sharing her articles on different websites. And so I said, you know, have you submitted or have you signed up for Haro? She's like, I don't know, what is that? Haro, some of you may know, some of you may not know. It's called helpareporterout.com. And Haro is basically a space where reporters, they're writing all these articles, and they need access to experts, but they don't know where to go. So they submit it to Haro, like, okay, I need somebody to show me how to make a low-cost, low-fat meal for diabetics. Who's an expert on health and wellness and recipes for diabetics? They put that out there. You get the email. If you're a health and wellness expert, you say, hey, I can do that for you, and all of a sudden you're either being interviewed on Fox News or you're doing an article for Essence, right? So Haro is a great space. So it's been a minute since I've been on Haro, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know why I didn't tell you that. But, again, this is another way for you to love on your business, right? Sign up for Haro so you have opportunities to get exposure and be an expert on different websites. Now, that's a whole side note, but something to think about. So anyway, I said, you know what, it's been a minute since I've actually gotten Haro emails. I went back and reactivated my account, and I was like, okay, great. Haro, by the way, is free to sign up. So then when I looked at it, you know, I was updating my account, they had Haro perks. So you can sign up, and if you want even more exposure, if you want to get in front of more, get more media opportunities, instead of just being in the free list where every day you get updates, you can get all these other features if you sign up and pay for it. So it's a try me, buy me offer that a lot of people use because, well, it works. So here are some things that you can consider doing, okay? And I'm going to give you four options. No, you don't have to do all four of them. Pick one that might work well for you. Let's say, for example, you say, you know what? I right now absolutely would love if my mentoring, coaching, consulting business would take off. But for some reason, people either can't afford me or they're not paying me right now. I want to get into this business. Now, a part of it, I would hope, is not just that you want to make money. You also want to live that purpose and passion, and you want to help people as a coach or a mentor or service professional. So one of the things that I would recommend is that you set a magic number for yourself as far as how many people you can work with and give them an introductory consultation. So let's say you say, using that number again, 12. Okay, I'm going to give 12 people the opportunity to talk to me for 20 minutes. And I'm going to send that out to my email list. Hey, guys, I would love to talk to you about what it is that you're working on right now, and I would love to offer my consulting services for free. If you're interested, reply back, and I will give a 30-minute consultation for the first 30 people. Or, I'm sorry, first 12 people, 30 minutes for 30 people, that would probably drive you crazy. Or even 4 people or 5 people. Magic numbers are very important. But what that allows you to do is to, in a case where maybe you would do a 1-hour, 90-minute, 2-hour session with a client, give people the opportunity to work with you for 30 minutes. If you work with 12 people, I guarantee, in addition to helping those 12 people for free, you will also be helping yourself, because in answering their questions, you'll get a deeper sense of what people within your industry are looking for, what they're asking for. That definitely helps with marketing. It'll also give you an opportunity to help people and get back responses. They may give you testimonials. They may say, wow, you know, in that 30 minutes you were able to help me do dot, dot, dot. That's great as well. There's a lot you can get from those initial free consultations. Plus, you can upsell them. Now that we've talked about X, Y, and Z in this consultation, let's talk again. Let's do another 60 minutes, let's do 2 hours, hell, let's do 5 months. You know, you have the opportunity to try me in that 30 minutes and then buy me, sign up for my consulting services and upsell them and what else you have to offer. So that's number one. If you are looking to expand your consulting and you haven't quite gotten clients in yet, consider working with four people, 6 people, 12 people. It's up to you how many you want to do, but set a specific number so you know that once you reach that, okay, I'm going to assess what I'm doing. I'm going to see how well these calls are working. Am I able to upsell on calls? Am I closing people? What have I learned as far as my client needs based on these sessions? Really using it as an opportunity to help others, but also assess what you need to do to move forward in your own business. Another thing that you can keep in mind, just similar to doing a free consultation call, free events are really great as well. So last week, that was the first time I had a guest speaker into the Jumpstart Your Business calls. Carola Cannon talked about how to work on your business while you're working your 9-to-5. The week before that, I actually went out to Carla's event. She hosted this workshop on working your business while working your 9-to-5 locally here in Greenville, North Carolina. It was a free event. And here I'm going to tell you how you can get paid with Free Your Friends, okay? Carla did a free workshop. It was definitely a great way to teach, to reconnect with her community, to get ladies to come out. Now, in the process of doing that, she had her books there. She had her CDs there. She talked about the different services that she offered. And ladies, they paid for services. They purchased her books. She got free PR because, by the way, if you go onto my YouTube channel, youtube.com/L Henry, you'll watch one of the last videos I did was me videoing her event. It was so great, you know, so I did a snippet and I said, okay, problem, I'm going to put it together for you. She got free PR. I don't do that. I actually was just paid by a client to work on some of her videos and upload them to YouTube. So she got free PR because she said, LaShonda, come out to my event. And me just being there, I wanted to support her. There's a lot you can get from a free event if you're creative, if you think out of the box. And you're strategic about who you invite as well, because if they have their own media publications or if they're tech savvy or if they're great at photos, they can help you out in more ways than one. Keep in mind, she also got an opportunity to speak, because after that I said, you know what, Carla, I would love to have you on Sense of Sense so that you can share this workshop with my community. I'm sure quite a few ladies were able to glean a lot of information from Carla and then go on over to her website and see what she had. So she was able to get the speaking engagement. She was able to drive more traffic to her space. She got sales because, again, people signed up for her services and also purchase her books. So think about that for yourself. You want to love on your business right now? Maybe you can do a local event. We had a great time over at the local community college here in Greenville. But there are other spaces you can look into. You can do a free workshop at the library. There are actually restaurants here. Now, this depends on where you live, but there are several restaurants here that have their own little meeting spaces or closed-off area. When I did my first social, I went to, I think it was, oh, goodness gracious, it was an Italian restaurant at Crabtree Mall. And I was able to just kind of reserve that room. And all I have to do is just make sure that everybody paid for something to eat. Some restaurants, you can just pay maybe $25 or $30 for the reserved room. Again, the library is free. There are places that you can go to do a free workshop. But it's an opportunity for you to love on your business by getting people to come out, especially if it's a great free event, they want to participate. I actually just had a lady send me an email and said, LaShawna, are you going to do something in Greenville? I would just love to meet you. And I am going to be hosting a couple events here, so I'm going to be responding back to that ASAP. But again, it's a good opportunity for you to give people an opportunity to try you. And then when they get there, they can buy you, right? They can buy the different products and services, not physically buy you, but buy the different products and services that you offer. Last but not least on this try me, buy me before I go on to the next step is considering that you have an opportunity to offer premium content or premium services to your audience, which is something that I do over at this event. You know, again, I've got free videos, I've got free downloads, I've got blog posts, I've got a ton of information on SysAssense that is for free. But if you sign up at join.sysassense.com, right, you get access to tutorials, you get access to the replay. So some of the ladies here are Power Circle members. Some of you are a part of my larger SysAssense community. You get access to all the replays and the tutorials and even one-on-one. Those of you who are part of my Insider Circle, we talk twice a month, and you have my clarity sessions so that we can really get clear about what you need to do in your business. There are all of these premium services and offers offered within the SysAssense Power Circle community. Now, that's not something unique to me. It's something that works for a lot of information entrepreneurs and for a lot of web entrepreneurs with businesses. I gave you the example of Haro as well as the example of Vimeo.com. Consider putting together your own membership website space. When I did the Fierce Focus Fired Up webinar conference in January, I did a whole session on membership website plugins that you could use and integrate into your WordPress website. And I also do DIY work for clients. As a matter of fact, if you say, LaShawna, can you work on my website and can you add a membership website component onto it, I can do that for you. I just worked on one particular client. We're not quite done yet, but his website is not quite done yet, but I'll give you the link anyway. startabusinessforcheap.com. So right now we're working on putting his membership website together because he's got amazing YouTube videos, lots of people asking him questions about money and startups, and he wants to build a membership website component, which is what I'm doing for him. You can have a space where you offer premium content. So there's content that people can read and look at for free versus what they can pay for. You can charge $7, like my circle. You can charge $97, $50. Really, it's up to you. But having that premium space allows you to give people an opportunity to try the free stuff, but then also buy, right, from you. And it doesn't just stop at information, by the way. There are a lot of things you can do with a premium space. You're going to go on Amazon, right? It's free to browse. It's free to buy. But when you sign up for Amazon Prime, which is their premium, you have access to their instant videos, which I love. You also have access to their Prime next day or two-day shipping, which I love because when I shop on Amazon, I get that free shipping and my stuff comes in 2 days. Auto shipping, another thing. So if you are, for example, selling products, people can sign up to a premium membership service, right? Well, let's say you charge them $20 a month, and every month you automatically ship new products to them. Or every single month you automatically send them a little goodie box with samples of your latest products. And I don't know about you, but I love goodie boxes because you never know what's inside, right? Or every month you send them a book because you have 12 books. So every month you could literally send them another one, whether it be a book or an ebook, what have you. It doesn't necessarily have to be just about digital products. You can create a premium auto membership, and it's called continuity program or subscription rates program. You can create one of these so then again, you've got some aspects of your website that are free and then another aspect that's paid. That's a great way to love on your business because people love to try, and then once they see that there's so much more to gain from it, they love to buy, sign up, and then take advantage of the continuity programs and offers that you have. So try me, buy me, definitely something to keep in mind. And, of course, if any of these strategies are you thinking, you know, I might try that strategy, definitely let me know over on our Facebook community. Or even after we talk today, you can let me know and shoot me over an email. So here are some benefits as far as Try Me By Me is concerned before I move on to the next recommendation. One, when you do either free consultations or free events, whether it be a local event or even a virtual call, it's an opportunity for you to beta test. For some of you, you got all these great ideas in your head, but they work in theory, but you really don't know how well they'll work in practice because you're starting up, right? So giving yourself an opportunity to offer free services to people for them to try is also an opportunity for you to test out how it works, what you want to tweak, and do a beta launch before you do the official launch. It also gives you an opportunity to increase your income or create a form of steady income when you've got a continuity program. I absolutely love them. You know, I love the fact that within the Power Circle community, I can talk to you guys on a weekly basis, and you can ask me questions, and I have a space that it's not just one person, it's many people. So if one person says to me, like, for example, LaShonda, I need to sync my blog. I need to figure out how to sync my blog so that when I write something on my blog, it goes to Twitter and Facebook. I can share that answer with them, but then I can share it with the community. So as I mentioned before, on our replays page over at jybreplays.sisterSense.com, I've got now those top four videos, or like these are the hot videos or the requested videos of the week. One of them, by the way, is how to sync your blog to your social media so that, again, when you post there, it gets shared on these different spaces. So having a premium space, it helps you increase your income for your business. It helps you maintain continuity, which is a great thing. But it, in a larger, kind of more purposeful living out that passion, it allows you to create a space where you're really helping people and you're answering questions that will apply to one person and several people, which I think is absolutely awesome. Last but not least, as far as Try Me, Buy Me, it's, again, an opportunity to upsell. So when you've got a free event and people come out to hear you speak, you can have that own platform. So you're not waiting for people to give you a speaking engagement, right? You're creating your own speaking engagement. And then once people hear you, you get to upsell and offer them all the other amazing things that you have available, which, again, is why that's one of my favorite ways to really, really love on the business. So another strategy that I want you to think about for today is find and fix what's broken, okay? If you really want to love on your business, I want you to consistently think about what your business needs to grow, okay? So perfect example of this. My hubby, he loves bodybuilding, and so he knows what he needs to feed every aspect of his body to make it what it needs to be, and pumped and inflated and big and muscular, like he loves it. And so he's like, you know, I've got to have a dozen eggs. I've got to have two whole chickens a day. And I'm just like, really, really? He's like, protein, fuels the body. You need to know what's going to fuel your business, right? And so if your business right now is feeling tired or sluggish, kind of like my little kitty here, he's got the sniffles. You want to make sure what you need to put into it to make it better. So the question I want to ask you right now is, do you know where your business is broken? Okay? So I want to pause for a second because I've been talking around like for, I don't know, an hour. I want to pause for a second. And I'm going to actually pose this question over on our Facebook community as well. Think about your business. Are there any aspects of your business that are broken? Are there any aspects of your system that is broken? How you greet clients? What happens when somebody emails you and has a question? Do you respond to them like 5 months later? What happens on your website when somebody hits a buy now button? Actually, I'm working on a client a website, and we're doing a complete redesign. And I said to her, you know that you on your gift cards page, your PayPal button doesn't work? She's like, huh? Like, it doesn't work. So if people aren't paying, or if you notice in the last, I don't know, God knows how many months, nobody's buying your gift cards because your PayPal button doesn't work and they can't sign up. So I want you to think about that for a minute, okay? So before we go any further, just kind of list out some aspects. And again, they could be related to your website, your marketing, your systems, things that you're conscious of that are not or that are currently broken. Maybe there are things that you're not even aware of that maybe you can't really pinpoint it, but you know something is wrong. So it could be just like, well, I'm not sure why, but I'm not generating a sufficient amount of sales, or I'm not sure why, but people aren't reading my blog articles the way I would like them to, right? Think about some things that possibly could be broken versus things you know are broken and you just haven't gotten to it yet, okay? So that will give you an opportunity to think on that for a couple of seconds before we jump into some further recommendations there. All right, so I'm over on our Facebook group, and I'm going to pose that question. I'm still typing. Hopefully you guys are still thinking. Okay, so I posed that power up question inside of our private Facebook group over at facebook.sisterSense.com. Is your business broken? Think about and feel free to share some areas of your business, your systems, or even your site that need to be worked on. And you never know, there may be someone out here who can help. Okay? So it's an opportunity for you to, one, have a conversation with the group about some things that you feel like need to be fixed or modified. But it's also really an opportunity for you to have a conversation with yourself about what needs to be fixed in your business. Because here's the thing. You cannot consistently work on marketing something or polishing something if you're not fixing what's broken. So, okay, I just need to get more people to the site. But if there are certain aspects of the site that are not working for you right now, you've got to fix those before you can move forward. So one of the most important things you can do for your business as far as loving it is concerned is just making sure that it's always healthy, it always looks its best, and if there are areas that need to be fixed, you're proactive about doing that. So one of the ladies in my circle, very, very awesome lady, Janelle Holland, she is in the business of social work. So one of the things that we did was we worked on her website. She had a Vistaprint website, and it was time to upgrade, yes. So we moved her over to WordPress, and I redesigned her space over at Janelle, J-A-N-E-L, Holland, HOLLAND.com, okay? Vistaprint, it's okay. No, it's not even okay. I'm not a fan of Vistaprint. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, if you're starting out and it's the first thing that you see because, again, Vistaprint is relatively popular, okay, but eventually you're going to want to upgrade and you're going to want to move to WordPress and get your own self-hosted website. And so fixing that was the next step for her. And now, you know, we just had a clarity call this week, and she was like, okay, well, Shonda, I know that you put the social media links up there, but I need to update those. And just being conscious of areas on her website that need to be tweaked, that's something that was important, so that's something that she needed to fix. And that's a part of the process, right? Because as you go, you're going to want to add things, you're going to want to enhance things, and having a WordPress website, to me, is one of the best ways to proactively fix things for yourself, because you can log in there and do most of the basic stuff, like change your text and update photos, and then if there are other things that are a little bit more advanced, you can have, you know, someone like myself, a graphics designer or a web designer, go in there for you. But again, it's very important for you to be conscious of those areas in your business that are broken that need to be fixed. And some things may not be broken, but maybe they're just outdated, and that is important as well. You know, it's a new year, and you're always going to want to do things slightly different. You know, you want to make things fresh and new for your audience, so that your business is always amazing and it's always growing. So another thing that I want you to keep in mind as far as loving on your business is concerned, and by the way, let me say this, especially because we're past the hour, if you do have questions about anything that I'm talking about today, or if you have an aha moment, because I love those. I love aha moments when you go, wow, I didn't think of that. I'm going to try that. You can definitely hit *6 and 1 to enter into the queue, and I would love to talk to you. So again, that's *6 and 1 to enter the queue. If you've got a question or a comment, just simply want to share if any of these love on your business strategies are something that you would like to try. And of course, for those of you listening to the replay, you can either email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, or use this voice message tab, that little gray tab that's on the side of SisterSense, so that I can answer your questions, and we can converse that way as well. Okay, so here's another great way to love on your business, okay? And I will say this, by the way, because, you know, I'm talking about specifically when you do these things, how they can help you with your sales. In the case of fixing your site when it's broken, as I mentioned before with that one client, she had no idea that her PayPal buttons, they were up there, but they were either outdated or there was an error, something got changed. So you want to make sure that you're looking at where your clients are going and how they're navigating your website, because, or even if they're signing up to your opt-in form, but they're signing up but it's not working, again, all these little things can sometimes happen. Being conscious of it allows you to fix it, right? So I want you to look at that list for yourself of things that possibly could be broken or outdated, and then create a schedule. And we can work on that together, but creating a schedule to integrate in addition to working in the business, you can work on it by fixing the things that need to be fixed. Make specific. Let me pause for a second. Okay, rewind. Let me say that again. Loving on your business, next step. Make your business offers special by making them more specific, okay? So when you specialize in certain areas, and this can range, right? You don't necessarily just have to be a service professional or information entrepreneur. You can specialize, like I mentioned, Five Guys before. They specialize in burgers and fries. They learned how to put their foot in that, and they don't need to do anything else. You know, it's like going to Taco Bell and have them telling me that they're going to make me breakfast, or getting a rib sandwich at McDonald's. Look, McDonald's, I didn't come for no damn rib sandwich. You are not Texas Roadhouse. I do not want your McRib because I don't think that's a rib that's in there. You know, just for some people, they try to kind of branch out into all these different ways so that they can make as much as possible, whereas, you know, that analogy of the quote, I should say, of the MLK quote that I showed you earlier, I talked about earlier with the street sweeper. Some of us just need to specialize in a few things and do those things amazingly. Just continue to do that as best as you can, and trust me, that's one of the best ways to love on your business. So for some of you, especially those of you who are you've got these wide target audiences or wide mission statements. Niche it down. Create a specialty. Figure out what you specialize in. Remember I talked about SMART goals. And that first aspect of SMART, S, is being specific. So let me give you a great example of that. For myself, I talked about the mastermind. The Fireside Circle Mastermind, I focus on three things. We focus on ladies being able to update their blog, ladies being able to create newsletters for themselves, newsletters that they can use to communicate with their audience in different ways, and ladies being able to expand their brand by creating their own magazine, similar to what I do in Sister Sense, and I have my own Sister Sense imprint magazine. That's what we do in the Mastermind. I picked these areas specifically because these are the areas that I've gotten a lot of questions about, and so these are the areas I consistently work on with the ladies in the Mastermind. Now, this current Mastermind, we're doing the second session next week. We're talking about monetizing your message. That's the vision. Monetization, making money. But again, the focus is implementing on your blog, your newsletter, and via a magazine. That's something that, for me, is important to be able to really hone in on those areas that I specialize in and share those specific areas with my audience, because I can't cater to everyone. Here's a great example. One of the ladies that I follow, her name is Mari Smith, and M-R-E-M-A-R-I, and she focuses predominantly on marketing, but specifically Facebook marketing. She's known for being the Facebook marketing expert. She can tell you everything you need to know about Facebook. Now, for you, especially if you're struggling to get attention for yourself or for your business, you might want to consider just thinking about those areas that you're really, really, really good in and just specialize on that. You don't need to be everybody's 100%, 150%, 360-degree empowerment coach, right? You can focus on a specific type of empowerment and say, I specialize in this area, dot, 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 whatever this particular area is. So another great example of that, one of my clients, we were talking together about what she does, and she's like, LaShonda, I want to get into web design. I want to do it like you, but I don't want you to feel like I'm copying you. And I'm like, I'm not the only web designer out there, so girl, power to you. But she talked specifically about creating websites for hairstylists, and I thought that was absolutely wonderful because it's not just about, you know, specializing in being a web designer. You can break that down even further, and you say, well, I specialize in creating websites for hairstylists, and then that's niche specific. If a hairstylist is looking for somebody, you know exactly what they need. You know how to style it right. You know, they know how to style hair, but you know how to style their website right because you've worked on enough of them to know exactly what they need for their brand, placement, marketing, tech, what have you, okay? So getting specific really, really, really does help. Another solid example of that, one of my ladies in my circle, she has a community for her for the ladies in her circle, Girlfriend Connect, created by the amazing Kim Bodie, and she is located in Philly, and it's over at girlfriendconnect.com. She's got this wonderful community. They have local events. They go out and they travel. They shop, all that good stuff, and she works specifically with creating a community for other women like herself who are mid-30s, 45-plus, really interested in, one, economic empowerment, so supporting other black businesses, but also just interested in having a good time, hanging out, doing fun stuff like getaways and trips and museum visits and things like that. She's created a specific community for, again, women of color in her area of a certain age range with very specific interests as far as, again, economic empowerment in the black community and having opportunities to have a good time with other women in that mid-40s, 50s age range. That's specific. And this is where her interest is, and this is also where she specializes. So for yourself, you want to do that, right? You want to be able to think about not just my larger business, but what are some areas that I really specialize in, and who is my ideal target audience? Who's that person that's the right fit for me? Because you're not going to speak to everybody. You're going to speak to those people that really, really resonate with you. Remember last week, and for the last couple of weeks, I've actually been talking about this idea of, in addition to creating your products, you've got to learn how to resonate with your audience, because I'm sure you've got some amazing stuff, right? You've got some amazing stuff, and you've got this powerful vision inside of you, but if you cannot communicate it to your audience, you're always going to be in this space of frustration. And we want you to be able to love on your business, which is why you've got to get specific, and having certain areas that you specialize in, that's a good thing. So next question over on our Fire, well, nope, not in Fire Center tonight, it's in Power Circle, over on our Facebook page at facebook.sisessence.com. I want you to share what you specialize in, and definitely feel free to share your website as well, okay? So what do you specialize in? And please feel free to share your business link. Okay, so this is an opportunity for you guys to share your specialties with the community as well as share your website too. So you never know, you may need someone to help you with copy, and there's somebody who does that, or you may need somebody. I was at my local Power Networking, and one of the newest members, she actually has her own cleaning service. And so the minute she said that, like, three ladies in the group were like, what? Give me your card. I need somebody to clean my house, like, tomorrow. So, you know, you never know. Whatever it is that you specialize in, there may be somebody in the community that needs you right now. They need your gift, your expertise, and your time. So, again, over at facebook.sisessence.com, our latest Power Up question, what do you specialize in? And please feel free to share your business link, too. Okay. So let's go through some of these. And again, as I've posted some of these questions there so you guys can engage over on our Facebook group, this is also an opportunity for you to have kind of a group clarity session and get clear as far as some of the things that you need to do. Loving on your business to generate sales. The first thing to generate sales is actually having a product or service to sell. So if you haven't already done so, you want to make sure that the first thing you do is set up your shop, figure out what products or offers you're going to creating. I'm sorry, you're going to create, what packages you're going to put together, and do that first. You want to be able to give people opportunities to buy from you. Yes, it's going to take time for you to build up your clientele, that know, like, and trust factor, but you have to have things that people can buy at the end of the day. If you don't have a shop, you don't really have a business, right? So, I mean, I'm talking about the specifics of that inside the mastermind circle, but I definitely wanted you to give, in the larger community, I wanted to give you guys some insight as far as what you should be doing to love on your business to generate sales. That's number one. Number two, create those magic numbers for yourself. I gave you just a little snippet of the money markers concept, but you definitely want to create magic numbers. So in addition to creating your packages and services, you set clear numbers for yourself as far as how many you're going to create and how many you want to sell in the next coming week or next coming months, so that you can SMART, right? So you can be smart, you can set smart goals and track your progress, okay? So for me, I'm really always interested in keeping track of how many clients I have, how much I've brought in this month, how much work I need to do. I know I got three projects I need to work on tomorrow. All of those things are just kind of a part of the process because, again, you need those magic numbers to be clear on what needs to happen next. I talked about try me, buy me offers, giving an opportunity for your potential clients to try you, and then you can share other offers that you want to sell. And these are just great ways to give people an opportunity to be a part of your circle, upsell, create continuity programs, and also just for you to beta test what it is that you have to offer. Of course, finding and fixing those aspects of your business that may be broken so that your business can get better, and making sure that you set at least a few areas in which you feel like you really specialize in so that you can confidently share those specialties with your community. That's really going to help you attract certain people. And so that you're not just trying to appeal to everybody, but connect to the right people that are a good fit for you and for your business. Now, as I mentioned at the very, very beginning of the call, before you can really love on your business, you got to release all those things that are really bogging you down, got you frustrated about what it is that you're doing. So you want to bring in the love and release that hate, right? So if you do have high expectations of your business, keep in mind startups do not pay up right away. Before your startup can go up, you have to show up. You've got to be present. You've got to be in your industry, whether you're going out or creating your business and attracting clients. You have to be proactive. You can't always be in idea phase or perfection phase or research phase or I need that next certification phase. In order for your business to go up, you've got to show up, which means you've got to work on it, actually sell, make money, get clients, move from there. Last but not least, as far as, you know, removing that haterade from your cup, in order for your startup to grow, you have to be conscious of the fact that startups do not grow up overnight. It takes time. I've been working on my business for over 10 years. I launched my first site, Multiple Shades of You, back in 2000, so I guess, good Lord, it's going on 15 years. I've been working for myself at home for the last 8 years. And in order for me to get to this space where things just flow for me, I mean, I wake up in the morning, you know, after I make my son lunch and his dad takes him to school, I do what I need to do. I'm working on client websites. I'm doing clarity calls. I was exhausted yesterday. I did 7 clarity sessions plus worked on client sites. Last month, I brought in close to $10,000, which for me is a good thing because my reach every month is $10,000. And so being able to bring in close to $10,000 several months is a good thing. I just saw that I brought in about $600-700 today alone. I'm saying this because I want you to be conscious of two things. One, it's possible. It's possible for you to be at home and bring in $200, $300, $5,000, $50,000. It's possible, okay? So I know that because I went from, good Lord, am I really going to move to New York, to North Carolina, to being able to create a sustainable income for myself. But again, I want you to hear me when I say that startups don't grow up overnight. Again, I've been working on websites since I was in college. I built my first website in 2000. And again, I've been working at home for the last 8 years. Working at home has given me more time to really put my foot in my business. But in order to get to this space where I'm, you know, I just automatically have web clients and coaching clients and people are buying products and I'm doing calls and I'm doing speaking engagements, that all came through working on the business over time. So my business is like 15 years old. She's a teenager now, and, you know, sometimes she wants to tell me off. Sometimes you don't want to see eye to eye with me. But the other times we have fun, we do our meals together, we go shopping, you know, we have a good time. But again, you're going to have to grow with your baby, and that's just me being slightly silly, but you've got to grow with your baby and just know that it's possible so long as you stay committed. And know that it's okay if it didn't happen today. You know, if you've been doing it for a couple of months, or even if it's like year 2, year 3, hell, if it's year 4, you know, the first 3 years of a business, and they say this, by the way, you know, you look at small business and entrepreneurship trainers and magazines, the first 3 to 5 years of the business, that's really the time that you're growing it and making it what it needs to be. So, you know, knowing that I'm over 10 years in, that continuity is kind of me putting in my dues. I'm in a space where I can comfortably bring in the type of money that I bring in, and I've put in the time to be able to do that. So here's a bonus for those of you who are loving on your business right now, especially for those of you who are working on your blogs. One of the things that people absolutely love when they come to SysDefense is not just the content, but the branding. I am working with a lot of different clients right now. Before this call, actually, I was working on two of my favorite new clients, some lovely ladies. They are certified relationship coaches. That's their specialty. They help you figure out how to find that special someone and how to get back out there in the dating world. Their website is matchmaking, and I want to make sure that I give you the correct website. It is thematchmakingduo.com. So I was working on their website, adding video, adding their new book. You will notice that their website is clean and polished. They've got some amazing photos. So, you know, they just kind of make my job easy. I did not design the website for them, but I am updating it for them. And I mentioned that because even on SysEvent, one of the things that, again, people love outside of the information is the design. They love the imagery. They love how polished it is, because the best way to put your brand forward is to make it as polished and clean as you possibly can. Now, again, when you're starting up, it's okay if it's a little bit rough around the edges. You can DIY your way as much as you can. One tool, or I should say one resource that can help you is over at Dollar Photo Club. There you can get stock photos that are really clean and crisp, and they are $1 each. So just like today, you saw that great graphic that I created for our call with the very lovely lady, and she had the heart in her hand, and I talked about how to love on your business, and she's holding that heart. Just amazing photos that make your website picture perfect, and they really help you create that polished brand image, especially when you feel like you don't have the greatest photos or you're not into creating glam shots all the time for yourself. So when I'm not in front of the camera, I love to use stock photos, especially ones that really fit my brand and the message that I'm putting across. You can sign up through me. You can go to DPC for Dollar Photo Club. You can go to dpc.sysEvent.com, D for dog, P for popular, and C for cash. dpc.sysEvent.com. It's $10 a month, and you get 10 images a month. Again, they're only a dollar, but they're amazing. And I can tell you, one of the things that I like about them is, and for those of you who have purchased stock photos before, you know this to be true. When you purchase photos that are cheaper, like for a dollar or for like a credit or two credits, they tend to be really small, like 300 pixels, 500 pixels. But for a Dollar Photo Club, you get each picture that you get for a dollar, it's optimized. It's like 3,000 pixels. It's 5,000 pixels. So you're getting a large, high-quality image for a buck, and you can't beat that. So if you want to love on your business and polish up that brand with some great images that you can either add to your flyers or add to your blog, again, polishing up your brand, definitely check out dpc.sysEvent.com. That's going to take you over to Dollar Photo Club so you can sign up and start getting those photos, because I know you guys are excited about, again, polishing that brand and loving on your business. So, while I wrap up and share some final recommendations for today, if you do have any questions for me or you want to let me know some of these resources or strategies that you have in mind or you're excited or working on, you can hit *6 and 1 to enter the queue, or you can email me over at lhenry@sysEvent.com. I also want to give a shout-out to some of my amazing ladies in the circle who have been doing some wonderful, wonderful things. Some of the mastermind ladies, and I'm going to tell you right now, I talked about Janelle Holland. You can check out her website, janellholland.com. Marcelyn Bailey, we're working on her new magazine, For Real Social Workers. She's creating a wonderful space for social workers to come, relax, empower, advocate, and learn, and that's over at forrealsocialworkers.com. So excited about that website, working with her. And very soon she's going to be getting people to start submitting articles and building that online publication. So that's definitely a great website for you to take a look at. Another one, Helona Black, one of the wonderful ladies in my power circle. And these ladies are not just listening and participating, but they're implementing, which is why I want to shout them out. Helona Black, she posted her first podcast over at digitalwellpublisher.com. She is a copywriter, and she also talks about different things that you can do as far as wellness professionals on publishing online, I should say self-publishing. So you should definitely take a look at her website, digitalwellpublisher.com, especially for those of you out there who are interested in either in publishing, self-publishing, copywriting, or health and wellness, right? You want to find those different ways in which you overlap, and there are so many ladies in the community, I'm sure you can find some powerful connections in one way, shape, or form. And thank you once again to Ruby Freeman for that lovely post For those of you who are either interested in education or would like some help working with your children, definitely go to helpingkidslearn.org and check out Ruby's website. She has been in education for many years. That is her specialty, and I definitely want to make sure that whoever is in the circle that is available to you and helping you in one way, shape, or form, you have access to them as well. So those are just a couple of ladies that I just wanted to shout out their websites. If you need me to reiterate anything, let me know. But ladies, if you're on the call, definitely feel free to go in our Facebook group, facebook.citizensense.com, and say, yay, LaShawna shouted me out. This is my website, by the way. Here's the link so you can go there and check it out too. Last but not least, ladies, thank you so much for powering through with me, not just for an hour, but for an hour and a half inside the Sister Sense JYB Live Jumpstart Your Business call. For those of you who are special members of today, if you'd like to listen to this replay again or to the other webinars and audio sessions that I have, make sure that you join the Sister Sense Power Circle by going on over to join.sistersense.com for the next 72 hours. You can use the code LOVE, L-O-V-E, and you can sign up instead of the $7 monthly membership, you can sign up for $5 monthly membership. And if you also want to get access to my Power Up Productivity Calls and my blogging series, you can sign up for the Power Up Circle, and instead of that being $27, with the code it is $20 over at join.sistersense.com. So hopefully some of you guys get access to those promotions that are happening over there. Wanted to definitely share some love, share some coupon love with my coupon ladies. And, of course, you are welcome to share those with ladies in your circle. Just let them know that those are going to expire within the next 72 hours. So, whoo, that is it, ladies. I am going to head on over to our Facebook group. I see LaShawna with a U Hoffman has shared. She says, I specialize in online book promotion. I promote books or help writers create a promotional plan, which is awesome. LaShawna has an amazing website, Shades of Romance Magazine. And I believe that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Shades of Romance, right? SORmagazine.com. It's either SORmagazine.com or SORmag. But LaShawna is also one of the amazing ladies in the Power Circle. I feel like I'm talking about myself every time I say her name. But it's LaShawna with a U. She's one of the amazing ladies in the circle, and she specializes in online book promotion. So her website is definitely worth checking out, too. Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm going away. Ladies, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk again next week inside the Sister Sense Power Circle. And for those of you in the Mastermind group, we'll talk inside of that circle as well. Bye, guys.